you guys.
Cheers, everybody. Drink them if you got them. Drink them if you got them. Light them if you got them.
Mm-hmm. I like the black chair.
So. Yeah.
Paranormal.
Paranormal, anything. Normal. We could tell we're going to tell our own stories actually, that we have experienced.
Or on what? My way over here, there's a guy behind me, and he was like swaying his head back and forth. I don't know if he was dancing or like what he was trying to do, but he was like kind of on my ass, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to just pass this diesel and then let him pass me, you know? And he didn't pass me, but his head was still going like this the whole way over. It was weird. I mean, yeah, I guess if
he was jamming. No,
he was going like that. Even makes me sick doing it.
He was trying to pop it.
Dang. But yeah, maybe he was trying to pop it.
Uh-huh. You know how I always, like, I'm not, you don't know, I guess, but I always look at the license plate just like to see if it was an out-of-state or nothing. He's from here. 24.
You like, no, like the brother and sister in Jeepers Creepers reading license plate?
Yeah. You do that anyway because there's too many weirdos out in the world.
I'm suspicious.
And all these true crime podcasts we listen to.
Yeah, I don't even
make you aware. I always say pay attention to your surroundings. Yeah. 24/7 mm-hmm. all the time. You got to.
For real.
Because there's really crazy things.
There's crazy things if you actually pay attention.
Well, yeah. People coming in your backyard, tapping on your window. Yeah. Tell that story.
That was weird. I mean, that's just not normal. I don't know if that's normal for people to go in somebody's backyard and knock on their door or their basement window. I would never do that.
Yeah. And mind you that you have to unlock your gate to get to
my window.
Which and the lock is on the inside.
And the lock is on the inside.
So you have to
put your arm through
the fence to unlock it.
I would never do that to somebody. But I actually spoke to people and they're like, that's not uncommon.
To go into somebody's backyard and knock
on their basement window.
Well, their basement window is different, yes. But maybe, I don't know. Maybe.
Could you see yourself going to somebody's backyard?
No, never. Especially if I have to stick my hand through the freaking fence to unlock it to get to their window. Creepy, like, obviously, this is not an entrance fucking backyard, okay? Because I only can lock it and unlock it from the inside.
Yeah, because I was watching you through the window before you
It's very weird when you have the hood in the backyard, though.
He's probably out there
watching for hours.
Yeah.
Breathing hard, looking at you.
Touching himself.
They're weirdos out there. Yeah. Although my house is a very, very...
not laughable.
Yeah.
My house is scary.
Well, you did have somebody die in your house.
I did have somebody die in my house.
Who?
The original owner of the home.
Oh, we didn't tell her about that body.
In the downstairs. In the basement. What? In that bedroom, yeah.
Maybe you did tell me.
The owner. The original owner. He was there for like, I don't know how many years. They built it in the 50s and... Mm-hmm. The one that had it before me was only there 4 years, and she moved out.
Damn.
She never told me why she moved out. She said she
didn't like it. It's like, this my house.
It's my house.
Like off of
Conjuring
2 or...
My name is Bill
Wilkinson. Yeah, my name is Bill.
My name is Bill Wilkinson.
Actually, that movie came out when I moved into this house, to my house. That movie came out, and I was like... That Conjuring 2 we're talking about. Bill. And I was like, let's not watch that in here, in this house. Like, we just moved in like them guys, so let's not play that the first year we're here, please.
That's how I felt about that.
Sinister?
Yeah, I don't know why that one freaks me out. It's the music.
It's the music.
Music is where it's at.
It's the old-fashioned reel tapes, like, you know, those reel. Yeah. It's everything about that.
Old fashioned style is just creepy in general.
Yeah.
And then that music playing, that's the worst.
Just like the Halloween costumes. They were so creepy. You know why they were so creepy like that? To scare off the spirits that walk on Halloween night.
Ooh.
That's what they believe. So that's why you see these little 5-year old little children. That's why they were so creepy. That's why they weren't like holly jolly back in the day. They were creepy because.
Well, did you know? Well, think about it.
I hope that's right.
It is right. I believe it.
Yeah, I've read that somewhere.
This is like a stupid fact. Probably off subject. Totally off the subject. You know how we say bonfire? It's really supposed to be bone fire. Ooh, because in asylums and things like that, mm-hmm. I know, but they would pile up the patient's bones and do a bonfire, but they would say it's supposed to be bone fire. It's bon, B-O-N-E,
yeah.
Bon, but it's supposed to be pronounced bone fire. And all the bones are supposed to be in a pile and burn.
Damn.
I thought bones don't burn.
Yeah.
Don't they? Don't think anything
burns, honey. You put enough gasoline on it.
I think anything will burn.
They had gasoline back in the day.
Oh, shoot.
I guess they had running cars.
They had fire.
Still, you don't need gasoline to start a fire.
True. Who knows? Seriously, my house is very haunted. This morning, I swear, I felt something tugging on my chonies.
Oh, what? My God.
Yeah, like tugging on them. And I thought it was my dog because, you know, they're my...
Give
me your chon-chon.
Give me your chon-chon. God. No. I seriously thought it was my dog. God. I looked over and it wasn't my dog.
Oh, my gosh. It was like a full-on tug.
It was a full-on tug. It definitely was a full-on tug.
Maybe like a piece of the thread. Wind? On the...
The string?
No, maybe like a piece of like the thread of the underwear tucked in like a blanket or something.
I was standing up doing dishes.
Where did that blanket come from?
Where's your pants? Why are you doing that? Yeah. You're all backed up.
Well, first of all.
Where's your pen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. You must know.
I had a tank top in my jones.
I had too many clothes on. That was overdressed for me. No.
You're lucky I had those on. Yeah, right? For real. Yeah, whatever was tugging at my chonies would be squeezing my butt cheek.
No.
They had something to tug at.
It was for real, though.
How creepy.
Funny.
Where were your dogs?
They were outside, literally. But that shit happens to me all the time. Like, even this morning, I heard somebody try to open my back gate. And my dogs even heard it because I looked out my bathroom window and there's nobody there. But then my dogs ran to the gate too, like they heard somebody coming in. Jeez. And they only do that when Chris comes home. So
or maybe a neighbor trying to get in. Again.
No, I looked. I can see. I cannot see anybody. But that shit happens all the time. Footsteps upstairs in my house, like cowboy boots. Like you hear.
Yeah.
I hear that all the time. I hear shit falling off my dresser. I hear I'm downstairs by myself, me and my dogs. I hear shit upstairs, like actual noise, like somebody moved the couch or somebody moved a chair. Yeah.
Why don't you get a little camera?
Ooh. Or get like one of those.
Yes. Too scared. When your dog lays on your bed at night and looks down the hallway, like.
Yeah.
You just know.
You just like, think of something else. Watch some TV.
Cupcakes and moonshine.
Yeah.
Moonshine. Moonshine.
Yeah.
When I'm scared, I go straight to moonshine.
Yeah. Moonshine, drink enough, you pass out, you forget all about it.
All your troubles go away.
Yeah. You walking on sunshine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Walking on sunshine. Yeah. The ghost is like, I like that song. He all comes in your room. Let me have a dip on that moonshine.
Well, have you ever had something scary happen to you?
Yeah.
Like legit scary. Like
I was at my best friend's house sleeping one time in the basement, which she had an unfinished basement. And it was already kinda bright outside.
The worst. Yeah. Kind of like where we're at.
Yeah.
But that coopy vibe. So coopy.
In the backyard. But we were in the basement, unfinished basement. It was light out because it was morning. The sun was shining right through the fucking window. That was kind of by me, you know?
You were sleeping in the basement?
We were sleeping on a bed. She had her bed down there, you know? And our backs were to each other, you know, so we were facing outward of the bed, you know.
We get it.
And I was sitting there, and obviously that kid was staring at me. I seen a kid. Like, it was legitimately a little fucking boy.
Did she have a little brother or sister, though?
No, she did not. Like, you know, when you wake up, you're, like, kind of moving your eyes, like, trying to wake up, blah, blah.
I've actually had a dream like that worse.
I even reached for him a couple times. And the second time, like, he was already fading away. But he legitimately was at the edge of the fucking bed right there where your head rests on the pillow, staring at me, dude. He had a brown, dark brown bowl cut hair. And his face was like blurry, so I can't tell.
Was he like gray? Like, did he look old fashioned?
No, and he had just like a plain t-shirt on, and I don't remember if the plain t-shirt was like a dark green or like a navy blue.
But it was solid.
But it was just solid, no design, just a t-shirt, you know, short sleeve t-shirt.
And he was at the foot of your bed or at the head of your bed?
At the head of the bed, because you know when you lay on your side, you know, on your face.
The worst. That's the worst position, right?
Dude, I am fucked up because of that. Like, I am traumatized by that.
Ew, that's disgusting.
I am traumatized. When I go to bed at night, I have to have, like, piles of pillows.
On the side of you?
On the side of my bed, so when I'm sleeping on my side, facing outward on my bed, that the pillows block a wall. Like, yeah, yeah, the pillows build a wall for me because that fucked me up, dude. I will never forget that. That shit scared the hell out of me. I even tried to reach for him. Like, obviously he was staring at me for a minute, then because why would I randomly wake up?
Yeah.
You know, I like felt his presence. He woke me up.
Yeah.
Legitimately woke me up. And I was like,
oh, what if he woke up by like tapping you or something or touching you?
Just his presence staring at me is what I felt. Well,
and then you're probably like, eyes are barely seeing what you're seeing. You're like, what the fuck?
Yes. Yeah, I could barely open my eyes at first, and I grabbed for him once, and then when I went to go grab for it again, and my eyes, like, fully were open, it was gone. And I was like, I just, like, leaned into my friend, got under the covers, and I was just like, went back to bed, but I just, that scared the hell out. I'm traumatized for life because of that. I mean,
in the daylight.
Yeah, in the daylight. It was broad daylight, early in the morning. The sun was shining, everything. So it wasn't like getting ready to be daylight. It was daylight. Yeah. It was pretty scary.
Yeah, I have.
That wasn't a dream.
Okay. And that's all said about that.
That's all we'll say about that.
That's all I'm say about that.
Jeez.
No, but do you think like maybe it's because like you were half dreaming, half awake, and like maybe your dream,
they cross worlds?
Yeah, yeah, maybe your dream and the real world like came into, like, I don't know,
cross path.
I don't know. It could be because dreams do take you to a whole other realm, I guess you could call it. I don't
realm.
Know.
Realm.
Yeah.
In REM stage. In REM stage, you could actually. They say that's where the spirits, where you feel like you're being held down, like paralyzed.
Oh, like sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis. Yeah. When you wake up,
I've
in
had
REM,
one of those
when
before.
You when you wake up, that's when you wake up in REM sleep,
man.
Your body is asleep, but your mind is up.
Yes,
yes.
And that can fucking fuck.
I've had
up.
One of those, and it scared the fuck out of me.
That's
too.
When people feel that's that they feel like that's like when the demon is like sitting on them and taking like seriously, not letting them up. But you can feel it, but your body's in total paralysis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You've had that?
I've had one of those.
But then I, like, broke out of it. And in my dream, I was in my room crawling to, like, my mom's room. But, like, it was our house, everything. And when I woke up from that dream, I was, like, so, like, I could feel my heart and my body going.
Like, struggling.
Yeah, like I was crying, hyperventilating. Because in my dream, I dreamt I woke up and it was in the room under, or the apartment underneath Gina's.
Old apartment.
And my door was closed, but I woke up in my room, but this is my dream. I woke up in my room, dark, and I could feel something like really scary in there, like wanting me or whatever. It's like a presence, you know? And I was so scared because I couldn't move, and that's what was even more scary about it. And so my body was, like, forcing itself to get up out of the bed, you know?
Yeah,
it was so scary because I was, like, I was petrified. Like, and it was paralyzing. And so I'm, like, struggling to get to the light, try to switch the light on. It wouldn't go on. And then I felt it behind my neck. Like, it's giving me goosebumps.
Like,
I could feel it. It's like, it felt like a slow-mo, you know?
Like a
I
presence.
I could feel it, like
they're coming down on you, like this pressure.
I knew it scared me more because the light didn't go on. You know, and so then I was like so paralyzed in fear. I couldn't even walk. I was crawling to my mom's room. Like,
that's a long way from
I was actually crawling to her room, and like I can't remember. I think this happened in another dream. I can't remember if I mixed it on both, but if I said like the words like, oh, like God or Jesus or something like that, when I was like crawl into the room, and then when I finally got to her room, it was like too far away to like affect my ability to walk. So I finally started like breaking down crying, and my mom, oh, someone's trying to get me, you know. And then I wake up in my actual room after that, after just crying
in the dark,
after just freaking out in my mom's room in my dream.
Yeah,
when I woke up in real life, I was like shaking, like, Yeah. Oh, like yeah. In your dream, like I'm back in my dream, but now I'm really alive. So I'm like, when's it coming?
That was a close call. No.
Or when's it coming? I couldn't.
No, I've had that happen to me too when we lived out in the trailer out north, and I tried to my bed was against the wall, so I tried to raise my arm up to bang on the wall to be loud to wake my mom up, and I couldn't even move my arm up to bang on the wall. And then finally, when I was fully awake or whatever, I was boom, my arm hit the wall. It was crazy.
Yeah, my first dream like that was at that trailer too.
Yeah, that's crazy. Uh-huh.
And in that dream, that's why I was saying, I didn't know if I was confusing the two, but in that dream, I was trying to say God or Jesus or something. I knew I had to say something so holy. God.
You knew Jesus, really, really asked for God.
So, I had, I instinctively said for it to go away.
That's so creepy.
Because I was couldn't.
Yeah, paralyzed. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sleep paralysis. Yeah.
Yep.
You never had one of those? I've
never had an experience like that.
Oh, my God. Where I couldn't move. They are horrible.
There's nothing. There's no figures. There's nothing.
Oh, no. I've seen a figure out of the trailer. And I will never forget what he looked like, because at the foot of my bed was my closet. And I didn't have a closet door or anything. It was just a little open area for my closet.
Yeah, you've seen the guy with the...
Yes, he had red hair parted down the middle. Mm-hmm. And his hair was swooped underneath, a curl at the bottom of his hair.
Yeah,
and he had a white, old-fashioned, pure white, buttoned up...
It sounds like the guy
collared
from...
like a shirt, it old-fashioned...
It sounds like the guy from your favorite movie, or Fifth Element.
No, but yeah.
I like it a lot.
Oh, yeah, the guy, yeah.
Did he say that?
No, that's off of Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, no, he says, my favorite, or something like that. Doesn't
I don't
he?
Know.
Oh,
I don't
me know. And Sean always say that.
But, actually, I just fell asleep to watching that last night. How probably, weird.
Oh,
I fell
night?
Asleep, yeah, watching that last night.
I thought
night.
You said I always used to go to bed sleeping that. That's probably why you had a scary dream.
No, but he literally, his back was...
This
he
was out north, in the trailer out north?
Uh-huh. So his back was, facing to me, and he, slowly was turning around. And, as soon as when I got, full frontal look at him, I was boom, I, woke up. Boom, my arm hit the wall, and it was, 3-something in the morning,
that,
too.
Demons are... so theatrical, I'm going to slowly turn around because I'm...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was the
suspense
your mind... of him turning around was, scaring you more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It kind of makes it sound fictional, that
maybe they were playing with you or something.
Yeah, they got a sense of humor.
Sleep paralysis.
It's weird.
That's crazy.
That's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I know some people think they would love to see a ghost, love to see a spirit, love to see.
Yeah, not me.
Not me. I don't want.
But
I don't
scare, which is weird.
You scare yourself.
I hate
you
fun
yourself
scared.
Very
fun
now.
Scared. Fun scared.
Like a movie.
Spooked when someone comes around the corner, or to be with friends and you're going into an abandoned
house. A haunted house.
Fun scared.
Yeah, you don't want your fucking kitchen.
I'm more scared.
You don't want your kitchen destroyed in the middle of the night.
Physical things that can happen to me.
Yeah,
Of the boogeyman coming to your house
and all these damn horror stories I hear.
Yeah,
I'm more scared of human beings than I am of the spiritual world.
Oh yeah,
right.
Even though if I'm by myself, I can't watch Sinister or something. That's too scary.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I'm more
because the real are the monsters are real.
Yes, that sword and scale. What did he say?
Yeah, something about. The real monsters are alive or exist. I don't know what the fuck he says. The real monsters are real. Yeah.
Oh, no. But pretty much that the real monsters,
are
us.
Living.
Yeah.
We're the real monsters.
Us.
Yeah.
That's what he says. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You're all, that's it.
That's
what he said.
Yeah.
But.
That's true.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't want to. I think if I saw a guy running at me, I'd be able to at least deal with that. You know what I mean? I'd have to fight him or kill him or something. But a fucking spirit throwing shit across the room?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
So which one would you rather? You feel like you're more
scared of? I'm more scared of the paranormal. because there's what can you do? There's no help. There's no end. There's no, with the person coming at you, coming robbing your house or trying to kill you. You at least there's an ending to that. You kill him, he kills me.
Mine would be opposite too. I would rather see a book flying across the room than a fucking person coming at me.
Okay.
I think that would fuck me up to actually have to kill somebody. Like,
well, I would do it,
but if I had to,
that's more like straight up. Like, to me, that's more evil.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's more evil.
Like a person trying to come in your house and kill you.
I think that's more, that's scarier for me on my heart. Because I'm like, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, that's like real life.
And you'd probably be traumatized. Not that paranormal wouldn't be
real life, but
it's something. Yeah, because paranormal, you hear about people getting scratched, people getting,
I used to get scratched when we lived out north.
Thrown.
I have scratches on my back.
Pushed.
Yes, but I feel like, you know, like if spirits were out there killing people as much as humans were, it'd be like this crazy phenomenon. It'd be like,
I think it'd be easier to deal with a paranormal than it would a real life person, because then
we'd all
you see live people 24/7, so that would fuck you up for the rest of your life. You know, like paranormal, you'd be scared for the rest of your life. It would fuck you up too, but you can actually kind of forget about that, I feel like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you have to deal with people on a daily basis, you know?
Like, it's just like an experience. Like, what scares you more? Like, a natural disaster or, like, war? Like, you know, like on countries.
A natural disaster, I think, would scare me.
What was the other
more.
One? What's the third one?
Oh, I think a war win.
Or alien invasion.
Oh, alien invasion.
So there's alien invasion.
Yikes.
War, like actual human war, like country war, like, you know, or natural disaster. Like, what would be the scariest way to, or thing to deal with?
To deal with.
Or die, or whatever. What's the scariest to you? Your mind, what is the scariest scenario, situation?
Alien, war, or natural disaster?
Yeah. And you can go from top to bottom, like, which
one? For one, natural disaster.
That's the scariest. Me. That would scare me more than war. Alien and war. Right?
Yes.
A natural disaster. Wow, that's crazy. Keep going.
A natural disaster. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
A natural disaster would scare me more. And then I would say, what was the other? War. Was it war or what was the other one?
War and alien invasion.
I think war would be next. War would be next.
Jesus, like, help me.
And then
because her first one.
Alien Invasion would be last. And I'll tell you why Alien Invasion would be last.
That would be last for me too.
Because if we had literally an alien attack, like literally everybody could see, you know, it's not like a movie or it's a hocus pocus.
You feel like,
I feel we'd all be in the same spot at the same time.
Doesn't matter what color you are. It's not evil. We're all human. The race against
Aliens.
The humans against aliens.
That's why that one would be, that one and natural disaster are like close bottoms for me too. Because
yours would be people instinctively come together.
War
first. Yeah, so yours would be war first.
Oh, mine's war 100%.
You're scared of war, huh?
I am terrified of it.
War would be my first, and then alien would be second, and then natural disaster.
Same reason
would be
why a physical intrusion on, like, a physical intruder would be more scary than a spiritual intruder. Because to me, that's evil. I can't do the crimes.
I think it probably would have changed. It would have been different for me if I don't listen to, like, true crime podcasts on a daily every time I go to work.
True.
Shanae listens to it more than I do, but.
Yeah, just the things that I've heard.
I'm like, it's. There are crazy people, and you never actually know somebody, and it is terrifying. And you don't even have to know that person sometimes. Sometimes it's a random, like,
somebody it's who insane just happened in the brain. To cross you on the fucking street.
Yes, that's why I feel like that is more of my fear now, because it wouldn't have been.
Well, war would be
if
my,
I didn't listen to my all that.
Number one. If you're because scared of how evil it is. It's just scary people. That's just.
We're like kind of close to that. I feel like
I
everybody's
I
like disconnected,
it.
Not trusting each other.
I don't like the riots. I don't like the.
No, me
the
either.
The violence. It's too violent. I don't like violence.
I hate
it. It scares me.
It's
my core.
Too distant from
because
each other.
It makes you have to be violent to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. You literally.
It's like an eye for an eye.
It's a killer. Yeah. Kill or be killed.
Yeah, that's exactly how
and
it is.
And it's sad becoming. Because then people don't trust each other anymore, and you don't know if your neighbor is going to rob you of everything you have or something, you know?
But actually, I think that's the end. That, at the end of, think about it, at the end of a natural disaster, at the end of attack by aliens or whatever, I think war is bound to happen. Because think about it, if we got attacked by aliens, people would lose family, we'd lose farms, we'd end up stealing and killing each other to survive.
But we would automatically, know who the enemy was. It wouldn't be a guessing game.
Like, yeah, like you said, who was the enemy?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. We know. You would. It'd be literally humans against alien. Quote, unquote,
yeah. We'd have no control over that.
Yeah.
And then with a natural disaster.
Fuck that. That's my top.
No,
natural disaster.
I get. No, that's second.
Let me tell you
too,
why.
Actually, yes, that's second.
Oh, you don't know why? Number one, again, no fucking control. Yeah. The ground can open up right now, and you have no. Chance
that
actually,
of
I guess my
that.
Natural disaster, which would scare me more, which for some weird reason I don't know why, but is space shit, like an asteroid
that's
coming
not a
to
natural
hit
disaster.
Us.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about asteroid. Yeah.
Anything can be an
alien. I'm like, that's not natural.
No, like
anything.
That.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Terrifying.
Like a meteor.
Meteors, mm-hmm. things like that. Like that
disaster.
Fucks me up.
That's
bad.
Natural disaster.
Yeah, that's a natural
that's
disaster.
A natural
I feel like that is
scary.
Like.
That's number one to me. I'm telling
you.
Hurricane,
and the number
tornado,
one too is the Yellowstone.
But
yeah, but we're so far away from there.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
that's why we're here. No.
Wouldn't you rather your family go out all the together at once?
Yeah.
And nothing, just like a blink of an eye, with something like a meteorite or something.
Yes, but I think what really fucks me up is because it can happen whenever, and you won't be with your family.
But that's even more of a blessing because then none of us is expecting it, and it's not like. You're going to live on the other side. We're grieving that you weren't with your kids. You're not going to be together.
I've actually had dreams about that. And I was only with Andre. And
it is scary because, yes, my dreams, one of the scariest of my dreams, have always been a natural disaster. Some kind of meteor or the sun going over. Some weird thing happening. And in my mind. But in my dream, it's not like, we're going to die instantly. It was almost like. This is the end of the world. Now we're going to have to try to survive like cockroaches or something. You know, I don't know how I always... That scares me.
Yes.
That's why I'm
that
such a
hoarder, probably the worst.
Too.
Yes. We're not dirty hoarders. We just like
to...
We're not TLC hoarders.
Well, because too, like, where we live.
But
like,
I do keep a pair of matches,
somewhere
tucked away.
Uh-huh.
In my back pocket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, always.
Although, like, back to the original subject, paranormal, I swear to God, I would not want to
experience.
And I do experience it. That's the thing. I don't want to. It just happens.
I know. I always think
I don't want to.
If I'm going to be, if I wish that I had powers and, you know, you want to be like a witch, how are you going to handle the paranormal side?
That's horrible. I mean, I don't know. People.
Well,
people
because
really
every
want
witch
it,
has
though.
Their own thing.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
I think that.
Yeah.
Just like how homegirl over there, Brittany, she has a thing for the birds. Like those fucking ravens
I think
or whatever.
Speaking of birds. No, birds
ours
I feel
is
like.
People. We are a vibe catcher.
Today.
I believe.
Today, I was doing dishes.
Yes.
Around the Tony pool time. A bird. I'm doing dishes and a bird pops up on my windowsill. Never in my life have been in this house 3 years how I saw a bird pop up to that windowsill.
Damn.
And then it was like popping at the window and I was like, hey, birdie.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I swear on Bible. I swear on Bible. And I was like, hi, birdie. And this bird was going like this. Like just tapping his nose on the window. On the right corner of my window. I was like, hi. And I was getting closer and he took off and went right to the yard. Then all of a sudden, one more bird come.
To the yard.
To the end of the yard, like right in front of me. And then it was just him. Then like one came. There was like 5 to 6 birds at
just
the end.
That's
just
weird.
Just
that
chilling right there.
Your window, though, to you.
It was
that's
like, want me to pay
weird.
Attention. It was like, hey. Like, hello.
And then, then they all gathered in the
yard.
Yeah.
And then in Green River, remembering all those fucking birds? I had like 100 birds
dead
in my yard.
Dead in your yard? Oh my
God.
Like
in one night. That was, the first night, there was like 50 birds dead.
Mm.
That's weird. Crazy.
When things like that happen, I don't even try to look up what it means anymore. I'm just like, no, because if it means, if it says it means something bad, then in my head, I'm going to put gonna it there. You're going to think that. And then it's going to be something bad. But if I don't think like that, or if I convince myself, like, maybe it said it was good, who knows, you know, then I'm feel better in my life about it.
Well, maybe I'm just followed by something, I don't know. But I did.
But look at him as signs, too, is what I think, too. I'm like, I'll just take that as a sign.
Yeah. I'm going to take it as a sign of what's going on with you. I accepted it.
What it is, I'm moving on.
I saw what you did there.
I got it. Yeah. I heard you.
I seen you. I seen it.
Yes, you're.
That happens to me a lot, too, with, like, the time, like, the numbers.
you catch numbers.
See, numbers at the same time.
Really?
I'll always look at the clock at, like, 2:22, 4:44. 3:33, like 1:11, like 11:11, like
I catch 11:11 a lot.
I always catch every single hour like that. It's really? So weird. Cool. Uh huh. All the time. Yeah. All the time. Today my total was when I went and got food earlier.
11:11.
No, it was just $21 even.
Yeah, I had an even the other day.
I was like, geez. $3 even. I even filled up my gas tank once before, and I think it was like $34 even. And I was like.
It, like, stopped rounding up.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Sometimes I do that with receipts, like, those kind of totals.
Yeah. It happens to me all the time. I always notice it. I always look at my phone around the same time, and it's always the same digit number.
But the only one I really notice is the 666. Oh.
And I my total is 666. I never look at my clock as 6. Well, because I guess you can't, huh?
666. No, but you do 333, and I take that weird, too. I'm like...
You might have to edit this out, but Keegan is a Scorpio.
No, I get 666 a lot in like totals, and I'm like, or like, just really should I add up or numbers? It's always the fucking number. I'm like, what the hell? I even get freaked out by 333. Shit.
I like 333.
Well, that's half.
No, I always make it good, and I always make 13s good.
I love the number 13. I don't care what anybody says. I love the number 13.
I make the cat, walking the black cat good.
Yes, the black cat is
crosses
good.
My path. I'm always like, that's a sign. That's just a sign. It's
you know, but they say that's not a good sign.
I know they think it's bad luck. People think it's bad luck. But I
you're changing your bad luck into good luck.
I'm changing it to good luck. Because I think it is a sign.
Or is the cat changing your road?
I think it's your a path, sign.
Your like path. The Matrix. The cat's changing your path.
Yeah.
Clearly you're there to slow
down.
But
he's giving you a sign. So I feel like,
like
instead
a warning.
Of taking it as if I cross his path... Then I think he's just like, let me cross your path so you see me. This, I look at it as like a protective barrier. I'm maybe he's just giving me a line of...
I look at it as a cuckoo. Like because that's what I've been told. Yeah, I'm like...
No, I have to change it because...
I used to think it was
But I do but, let the cat walk across the street because that's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to...
Derail him.
Yeah. You're not supposed to derail the cat.
I personally love a black cat.
Yeah, they're cool. They look really cool.
Isn't that weird how all these superstitions happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, superstition.
It's like one person starts telling a story, and then the next person tells a story, would change it a little bit, and it goes on.
Yeah, but whatever you believe, that's what you put out in the universe, and that's what happens.
And I believe that.
Yes.
No, I do believe that, too.
If you want something, let yourself have it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
seriously. That's the truth.
Yes, for real.
When you put it out there, and that's what's scary too, because you got to think about how you talk, what you think about, what you say.
I try to do that at work sometimes. I'm listening to a crazy true crime podcast or some creepy ghost story or something. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to change it to my music because I'm getting, I'm bringing the creepy vibes my way.
And I think that's how you make yourself... vulnerable to shit like that.
Yeah, because
if you see more, hear
black
more.
A cat crosses your path, and you're thinking like, now something bad's happened. Then and something bad will happen.
Then it's that black
then
cat.
Then you're like, I know that.
That is.
But if you're like, that black cat just gave me a sign, so let me keep my eye aware, eyes open, because maybe after that they're not keeping their eyes open. They're just thinking. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of time, you know?
Then, so just change the way you think.
Yeah, because then if maybe it really was just a sign, and then you see something, you're like, Try that sign. And then you...
Yeah, and you are that type. Because, like, if you saw a fucking cup flying across your kitchen table, you'd be like, oh, that was the wind.
Oh, I always have to try to debunk
it. Yeah. Simple must have threw the bottle. You know, or, you know, the purse hit the thing and it rolled off and it went this way.
Nine times out of ten, it's mainly nothing.
It's true.
Yeah. It's my go-to.
What would it take? What kind of paranormal would it take for you to literally believe?
I don't even want
to
say
I already believe because I'd be sitting in my kitchen here.
I do.
Messing with my printer.
I do believe. It was Wizard of Oz.
Uh-huh. It is on Wizard of Oz.
And I cannot think of it.
But, no, I've heard... that whisper, Mom, you know?
Yeah.
In my kitchen, and my back was to
for sure.
Everything.
I felt things.
Yes, I always have. You could always wear the vibe catchers.
Yes, I'm definitely, yes.
Yes. We're Cancers, by the
energy,
way.
I feel your energy hard.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hard.
I could read a person really
That's
good,
That's my
too.
Witchy power.
Yeah. Mine, too. We are the boat. We're the same horoscope sign, so... And we're like the sun and the moon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You say night and day. I say sun and the moon.
Clearly, you both are right.
We're moon signs, so both moon signs.
Yeah, we're just night and day.
Metaphorical terms, night and day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Breathe
but we're
deep.
We're definitely vibe catchers.
Yeah.
I know.
So, yeah.
Feels good not having, like, responsibility.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I bet. Both you guys.
Oh, my kids,
like...
they usually take care of themselves. They're old enough.
Yeah. I bet you, for real, just been relaxing and
talking about
some
BS.
So.
When is she grouchy?
I know.
I love her.
Anyway, so I guess we could catch you on the flip side.
Peace.
We were recording.
Yeah.
Peace out. Catch you next time, guys. Stay safe. Stay blessed.
Pay attention to your surroundings.
Yes. Pay attention. Pay attention.
And
love, peace, and chicken grease.
Pay attention.
Yeah.